Yeah, I just want to emphasize again that everything in Pesach Doros comes from Pesach Mitzrayim. Okay, the halacha, for instance, of Tan Azor Bagudas Eval Mashkov, that meant that was Azor. That was the Zrika. The Zrika was converted into Zrika Olam Mizbeach. Okay? All right. Now, the only thing is Chepazim. Chepazim was completely removed. That's everything. Okay. But let's get back to this problem. The question is, why is it by Pesach Sheni that is mutar b'chametz? This is a very strange thing. I mean, why should mutar b'chametz? Why don't I say just like Pesach? Why don't I say just like Pesach Mitzrayim? So what we do is we analyze one part of the Mishnah. Mishnah says ma bein Pesach rishon sheni. Rishon is by Rabbi Mutar sheni chametz matzah and bias. Harishon tol ton hal b'chilosav asheni ina ton b'chilosav. Zeva ze toin hal b'siyason. V'nechol tzli al matzah mor v'derech neshavas. So take a look at Tzadi Hei on the base. So the question is, why is it that Pesach Rishon requires halal b'achilas haPesach, and Pesach Sheni does not require halal b'achilas haPesach? It's a good question. Why should it be different? What's so terrible if you say halal and Pesach Sheni achitz achilas haPesach? What's the difference? It mitzvah shebegufa are always the same. So in terms of achilas gufa Pesach, it's the same achilas gufa Pesach whether you're doing Rishon or whether you're doing Sheni. So why can't, how do I differentiate? How do I say that there's no halal? I mean, as a matter of fact, it's a kasha, because since the halacha has been negated to the gufa Pesach, it's all the same. Anything, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Tana Rabbana, kachochu kasa Pesach, yaso, so be mitzvah she begufa kasa medaber. Mitzvah she al gufa minayim, how do you know mitzvah she al gufa? Tamad loma al matzim ram yichlu. So it's mitzvah she begufa, anything you have to, anyway, any all the Seder avodas of the Korban Pesach itself, have to be the same as Pesach Doros, as regular Pesach. Pesach Sheni imitates exactly Pesach Doros. And not only that, but even mitzvah she'al gufo. What's al gufo? Kigon matzah mora, she'in var macherim boin chovalo. That the matzah mora are a chova, a boin chova for the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is mechayev in matzah mora. Okay? So far as achilas a Pesach, mitzvah she'begufo, and mitzvah she'al gufo is exactly identical. So why should I say that there's no Hallel in Pesach Sheni? That's the question. Okay, so the Gemara says, Menon, Emili, how do I know this? I'm Rabbi Yochan, Mishim, Mishim, Yatzorek, I'm a Krah. Hashir Yelachem Kalel is Kaddish Chag. The Shir should be like a Leil is Kaddish Chag, like the night that's Matur of the Chag. Laila Mekudish Lachag Ton Hallel. If it's a Laila that's Mekudish Lachag, then it's Ton Hallel. Shein Mekudish Lachag, ain't Ton Hallel. So Rashi says, "Kamo shatam nogim l'shor b'leil his kaddish chag ve'in loch lele chag lahatin shiru chutz milele pesachim alachilasa." I mean, lalam kodesh chag gan pesach rishon, shem kodesh chag gan leil pesach sheni yantah. The question is, I mean, what is the Gemara saying here? What is Rashi doing? Because if you can interpret the pasuk literally, "Ashir yelachem kolel his kaddish chag lalam kodesh chag toran the halal," so the halal is on what? It's on the lila, right? So what's got to do with achilas pesach? So the Mishnah should never have said. That what? The Mishnah shouldn't have said that a Rishon ton halel b'achilasa v'asheni ain't a ton halel b'achilasa. Right? You understand? That's what it, right? A Rishon ton halel b'achilasa v'asheni ain't a ton halel b'achilasa. That's not to do with achila. That's to do with ashi yelachim k'lel eskadosh chai. So Rashi, I mean, sort of like throws in. He says, k'mo shatam nogim l'shor b'lel eskadosh chai v'ein loch leel chag l'hatin shiru chutz m'lele psochem al achilasa. I mean, he sort of like he throws it in, he slips it in there. But I mean, but what is it? Is it on the Achilas of Pesach or is it on the Pesach? If it's on Pesach, so the Mishnah shouldn't differentiate and shouldn't say Ma Bein Pesach Rishon L'Sheni. Nothing to do with Pesach Rishon, because the Shira of Halas is really on the Lila. It's not on the Achila. Elamai, it's on the Achila, right? So it's the exact same Achila. So what's Hashir Yelchem Kolelus Kaddish Chag? What's Kolelus Kaddish Chag got to do with it, right? Okay. So, if you take a look, the way we got the answer was because the next little piece of Gemara really gives you the answer. See, it says Zev Zeh Tunan Halal Basiyasa. It says they both need Halal on Asiyasa Pesach. So Gemara says my time. What's the reason? Apparently, the Gemara held if you're going to differentiate between the Rishon and Sheni and Halal, so you should differentiate all the way. Yibayasem Olayla Kamamayit Yom Lo Kamamayit. That's one teretz. Yibayasem Efshe So Shelchnis Peschein Dolz Levin Yom Halal. Okay. All right, let's take the first one. First one says, Yibayasem Olayla Kamamayit Yom Lo Kamamayit. What does it mean? All right, so Rashi says, Laila the Pesach Sheni Miyit, Avol Yom Shehu Zman HaSiyasa Lo Miyit, Vareyu Ke Pesach Rishon Shetoan Halel B'Shas Shchitaso. Kedamrinu tam nishkan. Okay. So what is Rashi saying, basically? What's the Gemara saying? Now you really have some insight into the Gemara. Gemara is saying that if that Leilas Kaddish Chag is a miyot. We thought it was a limud, but the Gemara is throwing it into the category of a miyot. It's a difference between a limud and between a miyot. It makes a big difference conceptually. What do you see from the fact that it's a miyot? Once you see the idea of a miyot, now you can understand what the Gemara meant, Leilas Kaddish Chag. It means like this. It means that when you have Achilas HaPesach, when you have Achilas HaPesach in combination with the Leilas Kaddish Chag, the Leilas Kaddish Chag gives a different kiyum in Achilas HaPesach. And therefore, that kiyum is Machayev and Hallel. That kiyum is Machayev and Hallel. That's what it means. Ashir Yo Lechem Ke Leilas Kaddish Chag. It means Laila Mekudesh Lechag Ton Hallel Bachilaso. It means the Achilas HaPesach B'Leil HaPesach. So the Achilas HaPesach rises to a different level of significance, and then it's Machayev and Hallel. So the Hallel really is on the Achilas HaPesach, but it's on the Achilas HaPesach that's Nechal B'Yomtiv, B'Leilas Kaddish Chag. The Leilas Kaddish Chag gives the Achilas special kiyum, gives a special significance. Okay? So the question is, of course. So what? Fine. But still, it's Achilas HaPesach. So why can't I have Hallel on Achilas Pesach Sheni? Right. So you see. So the Gemara says it's a miyot. What does it mean? It's a miyot. Well, the Gemara means like this: that really there wouldn't be anything wrong with having Hallel on Achilas Pesach Sheni. Wouldn't be anything wrong with it. But the problem would be like this. The Torah was the pasuk was memayed it. Why? What does it mean? It was memayed it. It means to say that it had to exclude it for a certain reason. What was the reason it had to exclude it? It had to exclude it because then it would be pegayan the hallel of Rishon. You see, the halacha is hallel really is the highest expression. You can't have mixas hallel. Don't use mechatzil. You can't have mixas hallel. Why? Because me and Malgur Shemesh me kalti lasso. So therefore, whenever you have Hallel, Hallel is always the highest form of Shira and Shevach. So if you would have Shira by Achilas HaPesach of Yom Tov of Achilas Pesach Sheni, okay, so then what would happen? So then they'd both be the same, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. So there wouldn't be any distinction, and the Shira of the Hallel of Pesach Rishon would be lacking because it would not be manifest that the Hallel is going not only on the Pesach, but on the kiyum of Pesach and Yom Tov, on the kiyum of Pesach that's involved in the Laila Mekudesh L'Chag. Okay? Do you follow? So there, that's what it means, miyut. It means it excluded it. Actually, there wouldn't be anything wrong with having Hallel on Pesach Sheni, per se. But the Torah had to remove the Hallel from Pesach Sheni, from Achilas of Pesach, from Pesach Sheni, because the Pesach Sheni, if it had Hallel, so then the Hallel of the Pesach Rishon would be lacking, because it wouldn't be a Hallel on the Leilas Kaddish Chag. It would be a Hallel. You can't have more Hallel. So that's why you had to be memayit the Hallel of Pesach Sheni. So that's what Gemara says, that since that's the case, but the entire Korban Pesach really is, the entire Korban Pesach is related to the Chag. So maybe so you shouldn't say Hallel with regard to the Shechita either. Because Losoch Alav Chameit Shiva Shem Tachalav Matzis Lechamani. So you see that the Korban Pesach is an Abasa, is not just arbitrary, but it's an Abasa because there's a tziruch between the Korban Pesach and between the Chag. So if that's the case, so then you shouldn't do Hallel b'Shchitaso either. So the Gemara says one teretz is that it's basically it's an exclusion only. You go by the exclusion. The exclusion, that's enough to differentiate. You can't make your own differentiations. And basically, the pasuk said Laila's enough. Laila's enough. The pasuk told you to share. The other thing is, the Boyasema is simply saying that you couldn't do that. Really, you would do that. But then you have another problem. The problem is that Efshesheisor Shechten of Pischeim Beinum Arum Hallel. So you're caught between the tension between the Chi of Hallel and Shkutas of Pesach and between preserving the difference between the Kiyum of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So therefore, that's the compromise. Basically, the same terutzim, but it's just a question of whether you learn from Paskana. Okay. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. Okay. So now you see. Now with that, we can answer the original question that we asked. What was the original question? The original question was, why is it that Pesach Sheni is a, it's a halacha of Yom Echad, but why doesn't it follow like Pesach Mitzrayim? You see, Pesach Mitzrayim, the reason L'Sochel of Chametz is based on Pesach Mitzrayim. The Pesach of Doris, but it was extended, except from Yom Echad, extended to Shiva Yom. Right? But so why is it that Pesach Sheni doesn't have what? Pesach Sheni doesn't have Nisach Chametz. Doesn't have Nisach Chametz. So the answer is, right? Doesn't have Nisach Chametz. I mean, okay. So we explain the Hallel, correct? The Hallel we explain. But the Issach Chametz, really, the Issach Chametz we didn't explain. Okay. Now, somebody raised a good question. They said, if you take a look at Pesach Sheni came about in a very strange way. Why? Because how did it happen? Pesach Sheni came about through an event. Vayi anoshim asher yotmeim lenefesh adam v'leich lasa Pesach b'yom ahu. Vayiklus neimash neim b'yom ahu v'yom anoshim neim alay lo v'anachnu tmeim lenefesh adam. Lomani gora levilti hakrivus kovan Hashem b'meoda b'sach b'nei sov. Yimalei moshim d'vashmolei etzavad Hashem lachem. And what if this didn't happen? So you wouldn't have the mitzvah. I mean, this was based upon the fact they requested the mitzvah, so that's why they got the mitzvah. I mean, that kind of an idea is alien to Torah. So Chazal say. Like this, that's what Chazal said. That really, you always would have had a halacha of Pesach Sheni. If those people were not Tmei L'Nefesh Adam, would have had anyways. But the halacha is the fact is Megalgin Schus Ayde Zakai, so they had a proper request, and therefore God preordained that he shouldn't give the mitzvah before they made their request. Okay? And we have to understand, what is their request? Okay, what is their request? If you take a look at the request, in other words, what was the request? The request is like this. The request, from a standpoint of halacha, sounds funny. What do you mean? You miss Pesach Rishon, so that's it. Too late. Avas mana bavu kabana. That's it. Can't say next day, now give me something else. But what their request was, since Korban Pesach is a halacha, which is essential in Yahadus, it's essential in Yahadus, not simply the Maisa HaKrova. But you see, the halacha is if a person is not Marv Korban Pesach, is Chayef Karas. So it means to say that in Pesach, it's not just like a mitzvah, say, like Lulav. Okay? But actually, if a person is in Makrav Korban Pesach, so he has a status, he's a built-in Makrav. He's a built-in makrav in his chayev karas. So it's not like a mitzvah, like Shor mitzvah say, if you don't do the essay, so you didn't do the essay. But over here, when we say a chayev karas, it means that by not doing the essay, you didn't simply fail to do the essay, but you have the status of a built-in makrav. So that's what they asked. They said, since this essay is unique, it's the only essay besides Mila that has such a concept attached to it, namely that if you are a makriv, you have a kiyum asay, and if you're not makriv, you have a status of a bilti makriv. So they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, is there any way that we could be makriv a korban Pesach? Not that it would have the same kiyum as the original Pesach. That's impossible. Because the reason why Pesach Rishon is in our basar is preordained, and because of God's chachma that it has to be matzurf to the chag, and it's too late, they came up. But the question was, can we do a maisa krova that would remove us from the status of a bilti makrav? That's what they don't want. So they said, we want nusim, tamei nusim. Is it possible to create a kiyum pesach, not the original kiyum pesach, that's of us mana batel kabana, but to remove the status of bilti makrav? So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Imdu v'eshmo ma'ya sevar Hashem l'cha. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you're right. That's possible. Pesach Sheni is in essence what it does is it removes from the gavra the status of a bilti makrif. That's all it can do, because it can't do more than that. Because otherwise, it would be a duplication of Pesach Rishon, which you can't have. because the Pesach reaches a loch of Lelos Kaddish Chag, it's Mitzurf L'Chag, and Mitzurf L'Chag has a different kiyum carbon Pesach. L'Soch Allah Chomet, Shivasim Tachol of Matzah L'Chamoni. But Pesach Sheni can do one thing. Pesach Sheni can remove the person from the status of a Bilti Makrif. So that's why, basically, that's why the halacha is that in Pesach Sheni, there cannot be an Issa Chometz. Pesach Sheni is Ochel v'chometz u'matzah imo b'bayis. Why? Because the whole concept of Pesach Sheni is simply to remove this gaver from the status of a Bilti Makrif. So therefore, the yomtiv shalom is purely yomtiv of just like bringing any carbon, but it cannot create an issa chametz, because if we create an issa chametz, the implication would be that you could substitute for missing Pesach Rishon. But that you can't do. I mean, that was mana bottle kabbani. So it's only mitzvah she begufo and mitzvah she al gufo, because that's the only thing to do is to remove the status of bilti makriv. That's really the substance of the halacha of Pesach Sheni. So therefore, that's why it's bedafkets chometzu matzaim ababayas, because it has nothing, it doesn't create a yomtif with an isser chometz like Pesach Doros. It's like Pesach Doros, or like Pesach Mitzrayim. See that, can't do. So basically, what comes out of this is you have three pesachim. You have a Pesach Mitzrayim, which is the prototype of all the pesachim of the Ladoros. The difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and between Pesach Doros is that Pesach Mitzrayim was before Matan Torah, so therefore the elements were not expressed in the same way as after the organization of the system of Matan Torah, after the system of Torah. Once the system of Torah was given, so now all these elements were combined and expressed in the final form. Okay, it was a forerunner, but it had the elements. It had Zrika, okay, it had Issa Chometz, you see, it had Achila, it had a Matzim Ram Yachlu, it had, you understand, but it didn't have, what didn't it have? It didn't have the, it wasn't given the final form, the final Tzuras HaMitzvah never emerged, the final Tzuras HaMitzvah, okay, final Tzuras HaMitzvah never emerged. Because it didn't emerge in the Tzuras HaMitzvah of the Tzuras HaMitzvahs Lacha Matan Torah. Because Lacha Matan Torah, Nitin Torah Schachalocha, then the whole thing was taken and it was given a completely different Tzura. Alright? So that's the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. The difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni is that Pesach Rishon is basically Pesach B'Shleimusa. It's Pesach Mitzrayim, which was in a primary form, converted into the ultimate halachic form. That's Pesach Doros. And Pesach Sheni is simply a separate kiyum Pesach, where you remove from the gavra the status of Bilti Makrif. So that's why there's no halacha of an Issa Chometz on Pesach Sheni. Yeah. The avor of Pesach Sheni is a different kind of avor. It's avor insofar as the removal of the negative, not insofar as the kiyum of the positive is too late. It's avor zmana batal kabana. All it does is it removes the psul and the gavra of the negative. So that's why there's no halacha of an issa chametz. The issa chametz stems from the positive kiyum of avos pesach rishon. That you can't do anymore. That's avor zmana batal kabana. But the removal of the psul of the gavra, that's pesach sheni. That doesn't generate an Issa Chometz. Let's make one thing clear. I mean, when we say it's a Bilti Makrif, we're not saying they weren't Chayef Karas, they were Anusim. But they wanted to remove the Shem of a Bilti Makrif. Not in terms of the fact that they were responsible, the Chi of HaMitzvah, the Pater. But in terms of the shem of a Bilti Makrif, you understand? A person can be an RL. He's Pater, Shemesu Echov Machmas Mila. But he still has a psul. He's still a psul. You understand? Still the psul. Just like there's a psul of Arlos, you see, with regard to Korban Pesach, that me Shemesu Echov Machmas Mila. So what's the halacha? So halacha is basically he can't be involved in Achilas Pesach. Ah, he can't help himself. He's an honest chamar patre. Yeah, but there is a psul. So when what I'm saying is that that's what they wanted to remove, the psul of a built-in makrif, not because they were chayiv, because they were honest in the Talmud Derech Chagah. Okay, that's a separate thing. Chayiv Kar is a separate area. Yeah. This does tie in, by the way, with tape one. In other words, the whole concept of Karban Pesach is really the whole essence of Yadus. As a Karban Pesach was Atzala. It's not Geula, it's Atzala. That's because, and that's why Karban Pesach is called a Targula. Karban Pesach Amila, that's it. What does it say? What does it mean? Dam Mila, Dam Karban Pesach. That's exactly. Those two things are that's all of Yadus. That's why if you're missing those two, I say, there's a psul. It's a psul. Okay? Now, the only other thing I said that we said in Yom Tov, I think we should tape, is really the difference in Oral and Ben Necha. The Gemara says, V'yitzrich l'michtav Oral, V'yitzrich l'michtav Ben Necha. Dikas l'chumar Oral, Mishum de Mos. Ava Ben Necha lo Mos, Eim alo Tzricha. V'yash min Ben Necha, Mishum dein Liba l'shamayim. Ava Oral, de Liba l'shamayim, Eim alo Tzricha. Okay. That's why you get this clear. Because Gemara says, Ela bo lamali bo ein ochel, aval ochel b'matza umara. Okay, so the Gemara says, this question we couldn't answer. I mean, the Gemara says over here, the Gemara says, Vavadata, v'chol aral ochel bo, hachana bo ein ochel, avachol pesach doros, amakro, Vavadata, ela bo lamali bo ein ochel, aval ochel b'matza umara. So Gemara says, a person's in oral can eat matzah and mara. So the question we had, I mean, it was a simple question. What kind of chiddush is it? I mean, the pasuk tell you that. What's matzah and mara? Why shouldn't he be able to eat matzah and mara? Okay. It's a question. Okay, why shouldn't he be able to eat matzah and mara? All right. So at any rate, the Gemara says, But at any rate, we simply wanted to define what's the difference between the psul of oral and the psul of the Gemara says that oral the psul causes moss. Okay, oral the psul causes moss. So Orel is Avach of the Gemara says is Mos, but the psul of Ben Nechar is a psul of Ein Liba L'Shamayim, psul of Ein Liba L'Shamayim. Okay, yeah. So what's the difference between the two? That's why Gemara says that there's a trichasa, that from one you can't learn out the other. Okay? So we just wanted to define it. What does it mean by mos? So we said by mos, the halacha is, it's not the gavra's fault in terms of his responsibility to chiyuvei ha-mitzvahs or how he's included in the parsha of mitzvahs. Okay? It's simply a tati de sasri between the mitzvahs. Mos. In other words, Arlus, there's a psul of Arlus. Nothing to do with the Gavra. He's Pater, because he's Onus Racham on a Patre, and it's Pekuch Nefesh. But there's a Tati de Sasri between Arlus and between Pesach. Okay, that's what it means, Mos. The other one, the psul is Meshim Shein Liba L'Shamayim. Ein Liba L'Shamayim means that the Gavra, in terms of his status of a Yisrael, has been affected because he's a Bar HaMoras Das, he's not Pekeris. So therefore, he's over to Varazara. So the status, there's a psul in the Gavra, an intrinsic psul in the nature of the Gavra. You understand? That's what the Gemara means. That sometimes, two different categories. Sometimes the psul is because of the Tata, the Sasri, and the Mitzvahs. And sometimes the psul is because of the Tata, the Sasri, and the Gavra. In other words, the Korban Pesach is no kim of the Korban Pesach being Nechal by a Gavra who his very nature is a tarti the sasri to the kiyum mitzvah of Pesach. That's really Liba L'Shamayim. The Gavra, so far as it being a barachi of kiyum mitzvah for Korban Pesach, the fact that he's dead, the fact that he's not the curse of Avodah Zarah, says tarti the sasri. But the other one is not a Tarti D'Sasri in terms of the Gavra, but the Tarti D'Sasri is in terms of the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs. Because mitzvahs mila, the arlos, in other words, in this case, arlos, not the arlos, the institutions are Tarti D'Sasri. The institution of arlos and the institution of Korban Pesach are Tarti D'Sasri. So that's why the Korban Pesach cannot be nechal by an oral, not because of the status of the gavra, because of the institutions are mutually exclusive. Arlos and Pesach are mutually exclusive. That's what the Gemara means. One is because it's mos. Mos means that the categories are mutually exclusive. And the other one means because the gavra is mutually exclusive. The kiyuma gavra of Korban Pesach and the fact that he's an Ovid of Arzor, the Hamar's Das, the Tarti D'Sasri is in the status of the gavra. So the Tarti D'Sasri could either be in the status of the gavra, or the Tarti D'Sasri could be in terms of the in terms of the institutions, the halachic institutions. Okay, no, that is true. That's right. By avodah zarah, the shame of the gavra is different. It's a different shame. That's true even by Gaon.